come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are live coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada, as we get ready for UFC International Fight Week and a couple of days of rest and relaxation, or whatever that means. What's up, Matt?
Is that what you call it? Can you really rest in Vegas?
I guess not. You know, we were going to do a little family thing as well, and some of the family's coming out, and then I gave them the itinerary. And my wife's like, what kind of vacation is this? You know, I have three meals a day planned at three different restaurants throughout Las Vegas. We're going to do the zip line through the canyons. We're going to Red Rock. We're going to see my boys, Tenors of Rock, and Jimmy will be stopping by in a little bit, as well to talk some boxing and MMA and some other stuff that's on his mind like we did last week. And, yeah, that's my rest and relaxation. The more food I can eat, the happier I am.
I still don't know why Vegas has hotel rooms, because every time I've been to Vegas, I've never spent any time there.
My nephew came out for 3 days and didn't get a hotel room.
Yeah, I mean, that's standard, isn't it? I think it's a 3-day. That's the norm, I think.
Let me ask you this. I'm trying to think of a correct, nice way to ask this. How many times have you flown on an airport and some of the... Should I use the word stupidest people I've ever seen fly?
You mean Floridians?
No, they're not. We don't know they're Floridians.
I mean, there's some dumb people down here.
Somebody walks on the plane and they like stare at row one, yet they're in row 42. It's like, is this my row? Is this the first time you've flown? How many times have people sat in the wrong seat?
I think a lot of that's wishful thinking. I think people want to be closer so they can get off the plane first. So they sit down hoping no one shows up or nobody confronts them about sitting in their seat, just like they do at concerts or, I mean, everywhere except a Tropicana Field Rays game, because then you can just sit wherever you want.
You literally can. But on yesterday's flight out, the guy who sat next to me was in seat D, yet he was supposed to be in C. And then when the guy who came in... To look at his seat, the guy just kind of laughed at him. Yeah, I'm good. Are you good? I'm good.
Well, did you see Cam Newton offered a guy $1,500 to switch seats, and the guy said no?
Well, first of all, you can't do that. Because
you can't do what?
You can't pay somebody to take a seat. It's against the law.
Is it really?
Yes. Now, if they would have done it on the sly... You know, maybe it's different, but yeah, you can't, once the flight attendants or the ticket takers or whatever find out about it, you know, they'll put a kibosh on it. Because I was on an oversold flight once, and somebody offered cash to somebody for their seat, and they couldn't do it. Well, you know the story about Miles Teller, right?
No.
Do you know who that is?
The comedian, the Penn and Teller?
No. Miles Teller is an actor. He played, he did the boxing movie. I think he lives in Clearwater. He's a big Philly fan. Blah, 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 blah.
So okay.
There's a flight from either Tampa to Atlanta or Atlanta to Tampa. And he is zonked out on the aisle seat in first class. Okay?
Okay.
So my brother gets on the plane, and that's his seat. And so he kind of wakes him up and says, hey, you're in my seat. And the kid goes, well, can you just sit in the window and let me stay here?
And he said?
My brother said, absolutely not. Get out of my seat. Right. Well, my brother tends to go to the bathroom a great deal because he consumes beverages a great deal.
Right. So, well, maybe these seats would just be in the bathroom. He could just claim the toilet as his seat.
That might work.
In his own private room.
That definitely could work. So, yeah, very excited. Landed late last night. took care of everything, checked into the hotel room already. I will head over to some of the media event as soon as the show's over. Then we're going to go to walking the red carpet tonight at the MMA Awards.
Really? That sounds fun.
Yeah, not just going to cover it, not just going to be there, walking the red carpet. It should be interesting. So that's tonight. Tomorrow, everything at T-Mobile. Friday, obviously, the weigh-in, real and fake. And then, arguably, on paper, one of the better cards. And extremely looking forward from start to finish to the GOAT when he gets back in the octagon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how big a week is this for the USC, for International Fight Week? I mean, is this their holy grail? Is this like what the build-up all year? I mean, obviously, the card is stacked. Is this a big deal? Is it really that big a deal?
I don't think so. I truly don't. I mean, and it's the International Fight Week because the Hall of Fame thing, that's going on Friday. And, so there are a couple other things. But, honestly, is this, bigger than when they go to New York? Is this bigger when they go to, Brazil? It is now, every event is a big deal. So.
Sure. I just think, it's cool. I mean, it's a nice card, but, why don't they put these kind of cards in smaller markets, like Greenville, South Carolina, or, in New York, upstate New York? Why do they save these for like bigger cities?
You just answered it.
I mean, I know the obvious because there's more people. But isn't it all about the pay-per-view? I mean, isn't that what all these federations are fighting for?
Not necessarily.
I just saw the Bare Knuckle broke 200,000 pay-per-views for their Tampa event, which is, above expected and crushing it for a new federation. So I just thought, if some of these smaller towns, some of these smaller markets would really show out if they had a bigger card to put together, don't you think?
Yeah, see, I don't think so. I think because some of the smaller markets, they're going to come no matter what because it's in their smaller market. There's a reason that they went, the Bare Knuckle went to Cheyenne, Wyoming. Well, there's obviously two. It was probably the first state that allowed it, but there's nothing else really going on there. You bring an event to Tampa, you have baseball, you have football, you have hockey, you have the number one beach in the world. You have great weather. Even when it rains, give it 30 seconds, it'll stop. On and on and on. So, you don't bring to something like that. You need to bring a bigger card. But, Greenville, what's in Greenville? Have you ever been there?
I have no idea. I
haven't either. Well, I believe it's not that far from Atlanta. It's only a couple hours. Because I had some of the Atlanta branch call, are you here? Why didn't you not call and tell me? I'm like, because I didn't go.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, at this stage of your career, the traveling must require a good location and access to great food.
There's a lot of things that go into play. Good card. Doesn't have to be a great card. Good card, location. Do I want to go to that city? Have I been to that city, state, and or country? All of that kind of comes, weighs in on it.
Like Khabib, Poirier in Abu Dhabi, like in Dubai.
Yeah. That
would be a pretty cool place to go. That's going to be awesome.
But, you also have to look at, unless you're going to pay all the expenses, I can probably go to 3 Las Vegas shows. I could probably go to a Las Vegas, a New York, and Anaheim on what it would cost to go to Dubai.
Yeah, but you'd say you went to Dubai for the UFC fight, which would be epic. There's a few places in the world that are pretty cool that would be amazing to go, like Hong Kong, Moscow, Dubai.
But why do you say that? Just because it's the name of a city, state, country?
I think it's cultural. I think it'd be awesome to be like in a different culture and a different land to like see how they receive the sport. I don't know. I just think it'd be an amazing experience. From a worldly travel experience.
We're 10 minutes into the program, and I did not lay out the groundwork. I did not let everyone know who will be on today's program, who is scheduled to be on the program. Momentarily after the break at the bottom of the hour, for the first time ever, Diego Sanchez stopping by. We've already had one discussion. We've already cleared up, hopefully, a misunderstanding. He has unblocked me on Twitter. He is now following
I told you it was a misunderstanding.
He is now following me on Twitter, but I can't follow him because it says that I'm still blocked. So we're going to iron that out. We're going to take care of that. Diego Sanchez coming up momentarily. One of my favorite guys, you know, and I don't know why. There's just, well, he's a great guy, but how many people have you run across, have you met in your circle as you're running around? Just for some reason, they make you smile. For some reason, it's just happy, cool vibes. Chris Lytle is one of those guys for me, and I have always said it. Gilbert Melendez is one of those guys to me. I don't know why. You know, he's been on the program a couple times, but it's just something about Gilbert Melendez. He will be on the program as well. Stopping by in person, he's been on the program numerous times, some in person, some by phone, but since we're in Las Vegas, Big Jimmy, okay, Little Jimmy, will be here from Tenors of Rock. We're going to talk to him, and then Dave Manley will be stopping by. We'll talk a little bit about the newest bobblehead, which is a Joanna. He has some functions going on tonight and tomorrow, so we're going to let our national audience know about that if they want to stop by. And we may even make a phone call out to the zip line, because where did you check that out? That's coming. That's almost worth coming to Las Vegas for. This zip line through the canyons is, I think it's called Bootleg Canyon, is a ton of fun. So that's kind of what's set, and then whatever you're bringing to the table. Yeah, I know. I was going to laugh, too.
Sure. Insert the comedy laugh track right now.
Yeah. You know, which I hate. I can't watch TV shows that have those fake laugh tracks.
Really?
It's awful. You don't need it.
There's quite a few radio guys that built a career off of that.
Like doing the laugh tracks?
Yeah. Like fake laugh tracks. And
I don't know. I don't listen to radio shows.
You should.
For you. Mike Brown.
I have a question for Diego Sanchez, though.
Well, I'm almost scared to ask.
No, it's like shouldn't there only be one nightmare in each federation? Like, you know, like each nickname. Like, how come you have all these the guys like Nightmare? You know, Abby Velasquez, Nightmare. Like, everybody's a nightmare. You know, shouldn't you? There should only be one, right?
All right, well, we're going to change our schedule up a little, which is cool. Diego's coming in 15 minutes, but we're going to get to do this early. And luckily, he didn't hear what I just said, because it'll sound kind of corny. But Gilbert Melendez, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
What I said is, have you ever met, how many people have you met that just for some reason, they just put out awesome vibes? You may not even know them. And that's you to me. And I know we've talked a few times, but it's just when I see you, it's just like it's the coolest thing. You're just the happiest guy.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. That's a great compliment. That's a great compliment. But, so, yeah.
I mean, have you met people like that that just you may or may not even know, but it's just they put up that cool vibe?
You know what? I think I'm blessed to have a lot of those people around me. I try to corral them. You know what I mean? All those good people that bring out the good vibe. That's what I try to surround myself with. So yeah, I do have many people. Thanks for saying that.
That's very cool. So I've been asking a lot of the fighters since the beginning of the year about the four-letter network, and now MMA and the UFC's on the four-letter network. But you've been on the four-letter network. But what does it mean to now have the fights? You've been commentating, but now your fight is going to be on ESPN.
It's just huge, man. We're going to be on ESPN. I mean, UFC has been embraced by the worldwide leader of sports. I mean, that's just huge for the sport, not just for myself, but for mixed martial arts. I've been ambassador of the sport for a long time. I haven't fought as long as, you know, say someone like Jens Pulver, Pat Miletich, Tito Ortiz, but I've watched them. I've seen the birth of it. I've seen the first UFC and you know, then I've competed, and now I see where it's at today. I think it's amazing. I think we are the best sport out there. I think we're more than a sport. Obviously, it's fighting, but it's great to see that it's getting the respect it deserves. All combat sports right now are going up.
Now, you've been witnessing it over at the Four Letter Network, and it's been a while. You know, a long time it was boxing for them, and now it is. What's it like to walk around the campus, you know, being one of those guys?
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I haven't been on campus since, because, you know, now we've been on site and doing different things like that. But I was there before, and, you know, being in the green room out there and, you know, seeing with some of the professional football players, being around some of those guys out there, they're embracing it and you know, taking interest in it, and some people resisting it, you know, and not putting, giving it the most airtime. I'd be there for 12 hours sometimes, just getting like 30-second hits. Sometimes they'd just leave me there for 3 hours, nothing, you know, and Chael and I and my buddies are out there that are big parts now of ESPN. My buddy Nick out there And, you know, Elisa and Brittany and Jake and Glenn, they've been all trying to push it out there. And sometimes there'd be resistance, but constantly pushing it. And now for it to break through and everyone embrace it, all those anchors better learn our sport.
Sure.
You better know our sport the way you know football, you know, and it's going to that point. So it's great to see. And it's great for all the fighters.
And it's got to be a great feeling. I mean, we've been struggling, you know, trying to get it to the next level. It's now there to now see a lot of main, you know, sports kind of talking and being involved.
Absolutely. It is. It's surreal. You know, it's surreal to see it, you know, and to be able to, you know, I knew it was going to happen, but you don't know if it's going to happen, sure. Right? You're like, oh, it has to happen. You know, I knew, you know, why wouldn't ESPN, you know, take UFC? I mean, it makes sense, you know, and eventually it happened, you know, but you weren't sure if it was going to.
How has the game changed for you since the very beginning?
The game has changed. How so? I mean, you know, I've been in it where, and seen it. I've been in organizations where they would have limited shows and it was a little bit more intimate, you know, everyone's counting on each other a little bit more. And I've been not in the UFC that long, but I was at some of the fights when they would only have 4 a year and it'd just be really everyone grinding on there. But, you know, honestly, it's a machine now. It's a machine. It's a well maintained machine. They're doing a great job on it. But just to see how they can just pump out a show every week. I mean, how do you even plan for the future when you have something to do this week, you know? Sure. So to just see that. And then of course, just the athletes are amazing. The fighters are doing things you never thought, you know. I think back in the day when I was young, it was like, you stick to conventional or southpaw as a fighter and you have to choose one or the other. And it was no to switch. Now it's like, you better know both, you know, and youngsters are developing that. And I'm behind because I didn't start working both till later, you know, and I don't have 30 years, 20 years and working, you know, both sides. So there's so many things I can go into about.
Didn't Rocky Balboa start that when in the middle of the fight they yelled, switch, I'm not switching.
Maybe he is the guy. Right. It's his fault.
What drives you in the sport? And is it the same thing that drives you now that has over the career?
Yeah, man, this fight's really important to me for that reason. You know, I feel like I was doing the sport when no one heard of it. Right. I was at the Forrest and Bonner fight where, you know, it blew up overnight. I was 8 fights deep or something already fighting in Japan and no one knew the sport. Right. And I just used to fight. Jake and I would go to, you know, Japan and no one ever heard of the sport, you know, and I was just a pure fighter for not much money, just for the challenge, you know. Somewhere along the way, you become a businessman. You have to be to make that money and to do it right. Right now it's important for me not to worry about the money in this fight. And I think that's what's been good for me. I haven't used it as a source of motivation, maybe once or twice, but you know, usually that, like, that's been my motivation for my last few fights. Like, let's go get our money. I got to go to work. And sometimes you're not happy when you go to work. Right now, I'm just enjoying the ride right now, enjoying everything about it. And the money's going to be a perk.
Main event on ESPN.
Ooh.
Is that pressure, more pressure, your opponent, you know, the undefeated UFC record so far, trying to use your name as a stepping stone. Is all of that kind of driving it?
I felt it right now when you put it all together like that. Yeah, a little bit. You know, I've done it all, you know, So yeah, there's the pressure. There's that. But, you know, a great opportunity to be on, you know, ESPN, be highlighted, and a chance for me to represent for my team and just represent for everybody that supports me. So, yeah, man, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to just go do my thing. And I'm already feeling good about all my hard work. I don't know, with preparation comes confidence, and I feel prepared right now that I'm ready to go out there and just get at it. I can't guarantee victory, but I'm going to get at it. And I think that'll be good.
Is it still fun? It's what you do for a living. It's your profession. But you know, as the years go on, is it still as much fun today as it was when you first started?
This one's been fun. This camp has been fun. I made sure to be fun. I don't think it was fun my last few fights, you know, it hasn't been. And even before that, you know, like, you know, you just have this mindset, you know, even when you're kicking ass, you know, you're going to business, doing this and that. But yeah, it's fun right now. This fight camp has been fun. I'm having a good time right now. I'm in good spirits. I think I got my weight under control. Yeah, man, I'm going to have a good time out there.
What's the funniest or strangest thing that you've ever thought about in the middle of a fight? And I say it this way because I asked a fighter once. I don't remember who the fighter was. And he said he was fighting Dennis Siever, German. And his corner's talking German. And he said, in the middle of the fight, I'm watching something Bastards and Glorious Bastards.
Glorious Bastards, yeah.
I've never seen it. But he said he was like watching it in his brain for like 4 or 5 seconds in the middle of the fight. Has anything crazy like that ever happened?
Man, nothing crazy like that is. I mean, I'm so focused. It's almost a blur. It's like I was like, you know, I was thinking that old school scene when old school movie with Will Ferrell when he does a debate and he talks, then he's like, oh, I blacked out. I don't even know what I said. It's kind of like a blackout moment. But I do remember having a minute and a half left fighting Clay Guida, and I heard my dad say, I was in a title fight. I was in the fifth round. I was winning. And I heard him say, 30 seconds. And I was like, oh, all right, only 30 seconds. And then like a freaking minute went by. And I was like, what the hell? You know, what the hell, Dad? And, you know, seen some fun stuff. I think that's the most memorable, where you're so focused and you're like, you hear something and you're just like, what the hell was that about? But,
have you ever Wikipedia'd your high school? Like, do you know some? I always do this whenever
I didn't Wikipedia Santa in high school, no.
I kind of look it up. Greg Louganis went to that high school?
Refresh memory.
Did you know that?
No, refresh memory. Who's Greg? Football player?
The Olympic diver.
Oh, that's right.
You know, one of the greatest divers of all time.
Yes, sorry about that.
Diana Keaton.
No kidding.
You know, went there. Billy Beane, who was a big baseball guy, kind of put the Oakland A's together.
Okay.
And Eddie Bravo, which...
Eddie Bravo. Yeah. Eddie Bravo. That's why he's from Santa Ana. Tell him, man, he's from Santa Ana. Any problems from Santa Ana?
I just always think it's kind of cool and fun to kind of look at that.
I didn't know you went to Santa Ana High School, though. I didn't know that.
Talk about what life is like being a fighter.
Being a fighter, what's life like being a fighter? I mean, it's devotion. It's dedication, man. I mean, you know, there's not a day that goes by being a competitor knowing that one day you're going to be on that stage against someone who's training every day and someone that can kick your ass and knock you out. So that's constantly on your mind, right? For the last 15, 20 years of my life, it's like every decision I make is like, okay, this can impact my fighting a little bit, you know? Every decision I make, you know, fighting is involved because I'm devoted to it and training at it. And I'm interested to see what my mindset will be without that on my mind. But it's just been devotion to knowing that. Maybe it's been a year and a half since I fought, but even that year and a half, there's devotion to like, I'm going to be there again.
Sure.
So don't let things slip up that much, you know, stay on track. It's always on your mind every night before you go to bed. I'm going to be on a stage. I might get knocked the hell out. Don't let that happen, you know? Yeah.
It's an interesting way to look at it. Let's talk about the fight. You know, mm-hmm. What should we expect? What do you know about Arnold?
Yeah, man, I know he's young lion. Like I said, he's athletic. He's 5-0. He's bouncy. He's got some good boxing. He's trains with Faraz out there. I'm expecting a battle, you know, and I think he got that youth going for him and that speed going for him and that endurance going for him, which is good. But I think I could really neutralize that with my experience, my tactics and yeah, man, I think I hit hard and I think I'm ready to go.
Fight week, obviously it's Wednesday. What is the plans like? I mean, do you like doing all this stuff to kind of pass the time, or do you want to not talk about and not think about your fight on Saturday?
I'm just trying to have a mindset where I'm trying to enjoy the ride, right? Like I have to do this no matter what. So I'm just going to like enjoy it as much as I can. Tomorrow is going to suck a little bit more because I'll be a little bit underweight. But like I said, I'm going to enjoy the ride more and not be so pessimistic with things. And I think sometimes you can get that way when you're going to work. But sure. I'm not going to work anymore. I'm going to go chase a great moment in front of a lot of people.
Well, I appreciate your time. I'm perked up, like I said, just by you stopping by.
Let's do it.
For stopping by, we have a little gift for you.
Oh, no way.
A pair of wireless Bluetooth.
Oh.
They're awesome.
Damn.
That is really a great headset.
Cool gift.
We're also going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong. So if you can just give me
8 Man Strong
info, and we'll send you out some shirts and hats. And I want to thank you for stopping by. Let's go hit our first break, coming to you live from Las Vegas as we get ready for the UFC International Fight Week. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Hello, I am Bryna Marcus with the Boulder City Chamber and Flight Lines. Flight Lines is a zip line system out in the desert. We fly over the Mojave at about 60 miles an hour. You cover about 1.5 miles, starting from the top of Red Mountain and making your way down to the base. Complimentary transportation is available from the Strip. We look forward to seeing everybody out to fly with us at Flight Lines Bootleg Canyon. And make sure you have a chance to spend some time in beautiful Boulder City and check out all the amazing businesses, antique shops, and fun eateries. Thank you for from the Boulder City Chamber of Commerce.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split End today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell you, everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from just outside the UFC media room. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. That is one of my favorite liners, Herschel Walker saying, if you're listening, you need to listen.
Yeah, it goes without saying.
If you're listening, you need to listen.
Sure, well, tune in if you're watching.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You got to go back a second to the Gilbert Melendez. I mean, you know, there's some guys out there that have great records and they avoid tough fights. But if you look at his list, man, he's gone through everyone. And to be that kind of, I mean, Alvarez and Barbosa and, I mean, just so many, like Pettis and Clay Guida. I mean, so hats off to that guy for being, you know, a true legend of the sport, and to carry the sport with such humility and respect. It's awesome.
You know, and it's always awesome to watch them walk down the street. You know, that whole group, the Diaz brothers, Jake Shields, you know, and Gilbert. It is kind of cool. It is one of the best group of guys. And this is a big fight for him. You know, if you look at the results of his last couple fights, you know, which were not very good, he has the name. He's fighting an up-and-coming undefeated UFC fighter, trying to make a name for himself. You know, if you look at who Arnold has fought, you know, some names that you may or may not recognize, but if you put a Gilbert Melendez on that, you know, record, you know, on your stats, you know, that says a lot. And I think that's part of this. He's trying to, you know, use him as a stepping stone and, you know, let's see what Gilbert Melendez shows up on Saturday. Main event, four-letter network.
On October 20th, 2013, he beat the Nightmare Diego Sanchez. So, I mean, Melendez is a legend. And, yeah, I mean, I think it's awesome.
Well, good. Good for you.
I'm a fan. I don't really like, but do you think he came up in a wrong time? Like, do you think he started too young before the wave?
Hold on a second. What'd you just say?
I think I'm a fan. I like that guy.
That's such a shock. You know, I'm so surprised. You know, and like I said, and you know me, I don't say stuff for shock value. I don't say stuff, you know, to impress or whatever. That aura around Gilbert Melendez from day one, you know, is just, you know, very, very cool. So, you know, let's see what happens on the four-letter network. It will be a good fight, and I'm looking forward to it. Diego Sanchez momentarily should be here. Hopefully in the next couple of minutes, we'll sit down and talk to him. Like I said, I did kind of clear the air. We'll have to figure out how I can follow him. I mean, I'm almost embarrassed. He's following me, but I'm not following him because I can't.
Now, how did you get blocked? What did you do? You had to have done something.
You would think, but I don't.
Nightmare just doesn't block anyone. I mean, that's.
But I don't talk stuff. You know, I don't do stuff like that. So who knows? you know, maybe it was the video of when we were interviewing Matt Hamill and he was, you know, throwing elbows, you know, with his famous yes, yes, yes.
That would get you blocked for
what?
Sure.
Why? Why would that get me blocked?
I don't know. I mean, that's the only loss John Jones has had. I mean, I'm sure Dana White's about to ban you from fight week.
Hold on. What does that have to do with me being blocked by Diego? No longer. I understand that. No longer, I hope.
I have no idea.
So who knows?
Yeah, I mean, are they talking about the trying to get the loss on John Jones' record taken off? Is that a topic this week at International Fight Week?
I landed last night at 10 o'clock. I got to where I stayed around 11:30. I stayed up till 1. I got up at 4 when my attorney called. I just got, you know, downtown, you know, an hour before the show. So, you know, I don't know. I'll head over to some of the media stuff, you know, this afternoon. And, you know, I'll see. I don't think it's going to be much of a talk. I mean, granted, he is fighting, so who knows. But before we do talk about this weekend, what about last weekend? I'm having, you know, I know that Diego is coming and he's had numerous nicknames and the Nightmare is one of them. I'm having nightmares just reliving what happened last Saturday night in Minnesota.
Nagano is a monster.
It's scary.
On the same token, he's not fighting DeSantos,
No, he did fight DeSantos.
Well, he did, but he didn't fight DeSantos when he was the champ in his prime. He didn't fight Cain Velasquez when he was in his prime. I mean, so, yeah, I mean, we all know what he did to Overeem. I mean, he almost killed the guy. But, you know, we'll see what he can do against DC who's the other guy? Miocic?
Well, he won't fight DC, so it doesn't matter. That fight will never happen. But I mean, I understand what you're saying, but
he's not fighting those guys in their prime. Cain Velasquez in his prime was just as deadly, just as a terror. So we'll see what he can do. I mean, the leg kicks, he's starting to add more. Huh?
You're nuts. You're crazy.
What do you mean I'm crazy?
It's two entirely different, you know, fight games. So I would say this Nagano against the Cain Velasquez that was champ, I think Nagano wins.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sold yet. Let's see what he can do again. I mean, there's a couple guys ahead of him that he still has to go through.
No, I get it. And that's the main event here. It's this you're trying to say is basically the main event. Santos has been running through people. He's been devastating, you know, devouring people. Well, sure. Now it's the big test on Saturday when he fights, arguably, depending on whether Artem is going to allow or disallow, you know, some of the things that's happened when he said that thing a couple weeks ago. You know, Santos is the biggest test when you fight, arguably the greatest of all time, Saturday night.
For sure. But you gotta prove it. But you can't argue Nagano. Well, he said the last three fights are all like 71 seconds or less. So I mean, that's I don't know if we've seen that kind of domination for maybe ever. So we'll see what he can do next.
Well, so if you're saying that some of those names, you're not going to give Nagano the credit because of some of the names he's fought, who would you devastating as he has been over the past X amount of fights? Who?
DC. I think DC's got the well-rounded game. I think DC's got power. He's got the ability to control you. I mean, we saw what he did to the Black Beast, you know, and just showed that. Just the knockout power isn't enough against a well-rounded MMA champion. So the double champ. So I don't know. I think DC is probably the greatest out there right now.
In other words, the only way that you're going to give Nagano credit is if he beats the heavyweight champ.
No. He's a terrible guy. He's a monster. He's a nightmare. Like there's like another nightmare nickname. I mean, there's 72 nightmares in fighting combat sports, but he's definitely a terrible guy. But Wilder wins the next fight with Fury. You know, like just knockout power alone isn't enough. You know,
I think Wilder does win because I think he comes with a different. And we'll talk to Jimmy about it because Jimmy is. You're probably just saying it because you. Re-listen to Jimmy's interview last week. But I think Fury comes in with a different, you know, game plan as well. So I do think that, you know, that he wins, and that's all they both have. You know, what does Fury have?
Fury's got a backhand. He moves well. He avoided big power until the 12th round. I think Fury won the first fight, and I think he wins the second fight. And he's got more confidence now than he's ever had. He's going to be a monster when that fight happens.
It will be a great fight for me to attend and cover and you to watch on pay-per-view.
back where I belong.
Exactly. Well, at least we got that. At least we got that down.
In the front row.
Well, the front row of the 300 level.
from my living room.
Well, wherever it is. So as we're waiting for Diego Sanchez to stop by, give us again some plugs, your Jits King stuff that's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, Saturday night in Ybor City, just outside Tampa. The Jits Kings tournament will be a 16-man round robin invitation only jiu-jitsu tournament. I will be your MC. So got to get my tuxedo looking nice, and honored to be a part of this inaugural event. It's going to be an amazing event. There's Abu Dhabi winners, there's champions, there are former UFC fighters, all coming to test the ground game for $2,500 cash prize. There'll be 10 super fights as well. And it's great people, put on a great show. And if you're a fan of martial arts and you're a fan of Brazilian jiu-jitsu and the art of the sport, this is a can't-miss event. And I'm honored to be a part of it.
Of the list of participants this Saturday, what is going to be your most difficult name to pronounce?
Oh, man, there's a couple, like, X's and I's in there. I'm like, uh-oh. So, but the good thing is Enrique and Eddie, they're going to, at 2 o'clock, I'll be there 3 hours before the doors open, and all the athletes will come to me. I'll be able to get their name and their rank and their accomplishments. I have a cheat sheet, so I go out there and do the best job possible, and well, I'm excited. It's going to be a great time.
Hold on a second. I'm a little offended.
Okay.
So you're going to go and spend 3 hours in prep. You're going to prep to go do something. And you haven't spent 30 seconds prepping for this show in 2.5 years.
Oh, are you kidding me? I'm doing prep right now. I was hoping we were going to go back and talk about the other two awesome fights on the Minnesota card, the Benavidez fight, the Maya fight. But, you know, I'm always ready. I got stats on stats on stats.
Okay, well, you're never ready, but yeah, let's go back to that. You know, go to the Benavidez fight, and what did you think about Sterling, who has said, even though he thinks he did deserve the next title shot, he said he would not be upset after what Benavidez did if it went to him.
That was a tough fight. Formiga came out. He was aggressive. His leg kicks were working. He is powerful. You know, but Benavidez, he was just a better man that night. He won the fight, and he beat him before. He beat Henry Cejudo, the champ, the triple champ before. So I think Benavidez is next. I definitely believe he deserves it, and I think he will be your next champion.
Then you're okay calling him a triple champ, even though he's a double champ with a gold medal?
I mean, I think the gold medal has more weight. I mean, maybe not physically, but
yeah,
I think
the belt weighs more.
The belt weighs more in pounds, but not in value. I think a gold medal, I mean, that's...
Well, I'm not disagreeing with
it. It's more elusive. I mean, a belt is one belt for a certain federation, you know, the UFC, but I mean, the world stage of Olympic, you know, gold medalists, that's... I think that holds more clout, don't you think?
I do not disagree because I've said that since day one.
So, but yeah, I think Benavidez, I think he showed a lot of heart, a lot of grit. You know, he took that cut to the eye. It was, you know, he had to overcome vision issues and adversity. And I thought it was a great fight, and he definitely deserves a title shot for sure. He's already beat the champ once.
Give me your thoughts on the Damian Maya fight, and as a licensed judge in the state of Florida, how anybody could have scored that third round a 10-8 to me. You know, Damian Maya did not do a great deal in round three, but it's not like there was a ton of damage being done to him. So I don't know if that's a 10-8. I mean, Damian Maya still won. He still won the first two rounds. He's made the comment that end of this year, 2020 possibly will be the end. And one of my favorite fighters to watch on the ground, his ground game is sick. And the only person I can really compare him to is my former trainer, David Vieira, just a boa constrictor on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, a fourth degree black belt, you know.
And I'm a he's a fourth degree black belt, and I'm a three stripe white belt. So what?
I mean, honestly, my master, Fabio, out in Lakeland, you know, he always says that it's only 2 inches of fabric that covers your body, that the color means nothing, and like, and it's, it serves the same purpose. It holds your gi together. But yeah, so yeah, you and Damien are the same, Randy.
Pretty much.
You guys are equal.
Pretty much not.
And you guys both spend as much the same amount of time in Brazil.
Pretty much not. You know, I have the participation trophy. He has the trophies.
Yeah. I mean, Damien, he put on a clinic. He dominated the first two rounds. And then he did the smartest thing, which was not a fan favorite. He just stayed away from Rocco in the third round. He just kept distance and he kept circling, stayed away from getting the knockout or the one power shot to end the night. And he fought a smart fight. I mean, and I think it goes back to why the bare knuckle boxing is taking off so much. Guys like Artem out there saying, look, we're not going to fight a strategic fight where we're working for points and we're going to like lay on the ground and hold someone, you know, against the cage. And we're not going to slow the fight down to win by points in a decision. You know, we're going to toe to toe and just bang out. So, you know, I think that was a classic example of the downside to the point system of the UFC. And you know, it wasn't very fun to watch. The third round was terrible. But everybody, I think, knows why he did it. And it was a smart decision to win.
I am watching Ben Askren walk by Jorge Masvidal. We are watching this.
Are you okay? Be safe. Be careful.
Pretty cool. It was fun to watch. All right, let's go hit our next break. When we come back, hopefully Diego will be here shortly. A lot of stuff still to get to. I know you have a few things you want to get off your chest and talk about as well, and we will address some of that when we return. Coming to you live from New York, New York, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Eighth Man Strong and Staff Sub.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Hello, I am Bryna Marcus with the Boulder City Chamber and Flight Lines. Flight Lines is a zip line system out in the desert. We fly over the Mojave at about 60 miles an hour. You cover about 1.5 miles, starting from the top of Red Mountain and making your way down to the base. Complimentary transportation is available from the Strip. We look forward to seeing everybody out to fly with us at Flight Lines Bootleg Canyon. And make sure you have a chance to spend some time in beautiful Boulder City and check out all the amazing businesses, antique shops, and fun eateries. Thank you from the Boulder City Chamber of Commerce.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from New York, New York, as we get ready for International Fight Week. A lot of things going on, and schedules get changed. We make schedules, schedules get changed. Diego, but not here yet, so let's change it up. Little Jim, what's up?
Hello, mate. How are you?
Good to see you.
Very nice to see you.
A lot of things going on. Talked a little boxing last week.
We did. It's been an interesting few weeks in the boxing world.
I don't know if I should even ask this. I know you have some things that you're working on.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, I'm only going to get fired if we don't, so who cares?
Well, you know, I'm talking about your radio thing, your podcast.
Yeah. No, we're setting up a boxing podcast set up here in Vegas, because what becomes very apparent when you live in Vegas, especially from someone that boxed amateur like I did, and my co-host one professional, one ex-Golden Gloves champion, was that everybody who's anybody in boxing at some point either lives in Vegas or is visiting Vegas. So we just came up with the idea, listen, let's make it not necessarily typically factual, let's make it about fun, let's make it about the great stories from back in the day. And to be honest with you, since we've put the feelers out there over the last few months, we've wanted to
reached
bring
out,
in
really?
yeah, which has been absolutely brilliant. So we start in 10 days time. We've got Al Bernstein, legendary commentator, and Al's a great friend of ours, and we've literally got a plethora of ex-champions, ex-coaches, but we don't want stereotypical boxing talk. We just wanted to hear the time when someone forgot the gloves, or someone was too drunk to fight, or we wanted to kind of make it a very light-hearted look at the sport that we all love. So yeah, we're very excited. So Sin City Sluggers, we shall be getting the first one out, I believe, in about 10-11 days.
Very cool. Now, do you want my story, or do you want to wait to do it on your show?
Let's wait to do it on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I've got one. That is definitely going to be exactly what you just said.
It's just, like I said, this was actually inspired by a soccer podcast back home, and it was called The Magic Sponge. And it basically was a lot of footballers that you'd never heard of, but the ones that were willing to talk about what they were willing to talk about, because they weren't necessarily tied into a sports deal or a sponsorship deal. So they weren't going to lose anything. These were guys that were journeymen, but they have the best stories, absolutely the best stories. So that's what we want to tap into. We want to have 90 minutes of just fun and just get drunk and talk about boxing.
Awesome. Well, and I think that's what people like. You know, you do what you do professionally,
yeah,
and then you're changing it up to talk some sports, which you have the background at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had a pretty good amateur career.
People,
right. Yeah,
and I think
yeah.
that's what people want to hear.
I had a pretty good amateur career. I grew up with world champions. I have a world champion godfather. I have British champions in the family, European champion. So mixed in with my other co-hosts and Billy Corrigan, who will host it with me. Billy fought David Tuer. He fought the Klitschko's. I mean, he got knocked out by all of them. And we'd like to address that and talk about it. but he is very knowledgeable about the sport and has got some great stories. He's a real character.
Very cool. Now, later on tonight is the MMA Awards. I know you opened that up last year.
We did, so yeah. Can
you talk about the experience, the MMA Awards? We're going out to it tonight.
Well, the one thing about MMA against boxing and having a little bit of experience of both is that the MMA tends, and especially UFC, Bellator being the two kind of more recognizable brands, they do things right. Press conferences are very slick. I mean, even here now, we're stood in the press area of the UFC event that's coming up this weekend, and everything's very polished and organized. That doesn't tend to happen as much in boxing. But the event last year was incredible. Packed to the rafters at the Palms Theater. We opened it up. Jeremy Piven from Entourage, he hosted it. We had a wild time. We ended up in a green room with, you know, Francis Ngannou and Tito and, you know, getting drunk with a few of the guys. It was fantastic. I won't say who because, you know, some of them had fights that week.
Sure, sure. Well, and you know who's hosting it tonight, right?
No, I don't actually know.
Ivan Drago.
No way.
Yep.
Is he really?
He is.
There we go. I didn't know that.
Yep.
I heard a few names being bandied around, but Dolph Lundgren. I've got a great Dolph Lundgren story. So if I actually see him later on, I'm going to bring the time up that he threw Oliver Reed out of a TV studio, and my dad was the TV director of
really?
The show. Yes.
Really?
Oh, marvelous. I'm going to have a couple of sherbets tonight and ask Ivan about that.
What do you think about this card on Saturday night?
I think it's insane. I think it's one of the best cards I've seen for a very, very long time. I mean, I think John Jones, I think, will make fairly easy work without being too disrespectful to Thiago Santos. But I'm really looking forward to the Holly Holm Nunes fight, to be honest with you. But to be honest, the card is just stacked. Luke Rockhold, Gilbert, who I think was just on your show. Yeah. You know, I think he's fighting a British guy, yeah. Arnold Allen. Yeah. I've seen him fight a few times. He's from an area called Norwich. They're not known for their fighters, but this guy is unbelievable. So I'm kind of pulling for him. I hope he does good because he's making huge waves back home. So
and let's be honest, what could be the best fight of the night will be our next guest in the next couple of minutes.
Yeah.
With Diego Sanchez mm-hmm. and Mike Chiesa.
And there you go. There's two people that know how to fight. You know, balls don't get any bigger than that. So I'm looking forward to watching the entire thing. But like I said, literally, you've got 6-7 absolute dynamite fights. But yeah, the one I'm really looking forward to is Holly Holm and Nunes.
You think she has a chance?
I think she has a chance. I mean, if you can stand up, I mean, like, you know, I'm a boxing guy, so
right.
She can she'll stand up there with the best of them. But Amanda Nunes is just like just a freak. And I mean that in the nicest possible terms. To go in and beat the people that she's beaten, the way that she's beaten them is pretty devastating. So I'm a big fan of both of them.
Well, and I wished I was a gambler.
Yeah.
Because when Holly fought Ronda,
yeah,
I thought that was the easiest fight to ever pick, ever.
Do you know what? Well, funny enough, it's that thing of this is what makes MMA is that don't stand up with someone that can fight like Holly Holm.
Sure.
Don't do it. Take it to the ground, do what you have to do, but you don't stand up with someone that's got hands like that. So, you know, anything's possible. Look at Anthony Joshua and Andy Ruiz a few weeks back in New York. That was a 15-1 shot, and I think in modern day gambling, that's insane.
Right. Well, the Buster Douglas thing.
Douglas 42-1.
Matt Serra, GSP.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it definitely can happen.
It can happen.
Well, hopefully you're going to hang out for a little bit. I know we got you on real quick.
Yeah, love to.
We're at the top of the hour. We're going to go grab Diego. Do you want to let people know how they can get the podcast now, or do you want to wait?
Do you know, I'll wait and they'll pop back on because we're still ironing out a few issues and bits and pieces. But yeah, we shall let you know. Maybe you'll be the first person to know. I promise.
Well, there you go. All right. So let's hit the top of the hour right now. We'll go sit down and talk to Diego, get ready, which I'm very excited about. We kind of talked about some things, which I'll fill you in later.
Great.
Really looking forward to talking to Diego, and we're going to do that right after the top of the hour break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Point Strong. Yeah, sorry. Smiling from my head to her feet. I said, hey, now, what is this? Now, baby, maybe she's in need of a kiss. Maybe we can see things the same. Now don't you hesitate. Let's move before they raise the fire.
walk home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN, Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF, Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR, Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.